the rest of the story. For 16 years, the so-called pre-first editions of the prestigious Wren collection comprised the literary jewel in the crown of the University of Texas Library. There were 36 of them. 36 manuscripts which the library claimed had been printed prior to their publications. Such documents are sometimes referred to as trial books or author's editions. In any case, the University of Texas at Austin had possessed a handsome assortment of them since 1918. Works by such illustrious English authors as Dickens and Tennyson, Swinburne and Kipling. There was even a pre-first edition of Elizabeth Barrett Browning's Sonnets from the Portuguese in the fabulous Wren collection. Then in 1934, an expose was published by John Carter of Scribner's Rare Book Department and Graham Pollard of Beryl and Garnett, and these two young scholars had been poking around in the famous Wren collection at the University of Texas Library. They had closely scrutinized the fascinating pre-first editions and had noticed something curious in the printing itself. The J's and the F's, those two letters were, well, they were button-hooked throughout the manuscripts. That refers to a particular font design. And what made Carter and Pollard immediately suspicious was the button-hooked J's and F's were not supposed to have appeared until after the supposed publication date of those rare books. So they investigated further, and what they learned and subsequently told the world was the rest of the story, that 4 out of 5 books in the Wren collection, that's 80% of them, had been procured by John Henry Wren through a renowned bibliographical authority, Thomas J. Wise, but that Wise, aside from being a collector of authentic rare books, was also a forger of them. In fact, one of the best in literary history. And yes, the 36 pre-first editions in the Wren collection at the University of Texas Library, all 36 were phonies. Phonies! And what made it more embarrassing was that the Texas legislature had been asked to buy that collection for the school in the first place, had refused, so now the legislature was boasting about its good, if inadvertent, judgment. All this was 58 years ago, 1934. The library at the University of Texas at Austin is housed in a magnificent 27-story tower. The Wren collection is still part of that prominent archive, including the 36 forgeries of Thomas J. Wise, which had caused such a sensation 6 decades ago. But the University of Texas had the last laugh. For you see, the school owns a complete collection. Collection of the Wise forgeries. And nobody else in the world does. Nobody else, anywhere. So the major disappointment of 1934 has become a primary source of pride in 1992. Because all of those fake Dickenses and those fake Tennysons and those fake Swinburnes and the fake Kiplings, including the forgery of Browning's sonnets, all of those imitations of art have become so valuable in themselves that they are now more valuable than the originals they represent. And now you know the rest of the story.